favorite hotel in Scandinavia is there. They know me by name, they say, "Well, hello, Mr. Kozlik, of course your courtyard room is ready. We've already added your extra pillows and blankets. Last night's show in bed got me very sad. Even the promoter said the audience was not fully concentrated. But after the show, a woman approached me and said, 'Hey, I think your voice is nice.' I said, 'Thank God for that, because other than that, I don't have a lot of options and things to do in life.' I asked what she did for work there in Baton. She said she worked with kids who needed help with speech development. I said, 'I remember those kids from my elementary school. Someone would come by and knock on the door and excuse them from the room.' She said, 'I know it's still the same way. And when they leave the room, some of the kids laugh at them.' I said, 'That stuff can scar you for life. I got my own scars from my high school remedial reading classes. And I've carried around an inferiority complex no matter the amount of my success. No matter how many people tell me how talented I am, I carry around that stigma. I still feel like the dumb kid in the remedial reading class.' So on and on we went with our conversation. It was blatant flirtation on her end though. It could have been my imagination. Said, 'It's freezing out here. What are you doing later tonight?' Said, 'I'm going to my hotel.' 'Why? What are you doing later tonight?' She said, 'You see this guy standing here next to me? I'm going home with him. I'm his wife.' And we laughed and I said, 'You asked me first. It's not like I asked you to bed down with me tonight. Let's be clear.' I said, 'I was just asking, what are you doing later tonight?' She said, 'You're interested in what my plans are after 1 o'clock in the morning?' I said, 'Look, you asked me first.' And then we laughed and I hugged them goodbye. And I said, 'I better get inside before I get pneumonia.' So here we are on our way to Copenhagen. That city, for whatever reasons, I've had the most threesomes. Lots of girls come to Copenhagen from trains, from faraway places, and the line that I always use is exactly the same. I say, 'I got a cozy bed back in my hotel that'll fit three.' And they said, 'Okay, let's go.' My visits there have been brief, and the threesomes are the funnest memories. The most tender is my first memory of ever coming here. I was staying in Malmo right across the water. We took a ferry to Copenhagen. I met a girl outside a Chinese restaurant. I asked her if she'd like to join my band for dinner. And 3 days later she hitchhiked all the way to Hultsfred from her hometown of Malmo. That was 1997 and 20 years have passed, and she's got a child and a husband, and I'm happy to say she's still one of my very dear friends. I'm still on this plane to Copenhagen, and when I get there I hope the snow is falling. It calms my nerves to watch it fall from my courtyard window. And I hope the canals are frozen. I prefer to see the bike stuck in the ice. People cycle too fast on the bikes. Jesus Christ, Scandinavians love their fucking bikes. It's hard to explain to all of you, because for you, your bikes are a common thing. Bicycles moving so fast is not a common thing for me to deal with or for me to see. I'm always jet lagged and edgy and sleep deprived on tour, traveling from city to city. But my life is pretty good overall. So about my issues with your bicycles, upon me, take no pity. gonna tell you something from the bottom of my heart. I'm not lying, my favorite place to tour is Scandinavia, and that's a fact. The trains are peaceful, the scenery is serene, the promoters are honest, and they always put me in the Scandi. English skills are fantastic, and your eyes are all cat like, spellbinding and hypnotic. Yeah, so this plane's about to land, and I'm looking forward to the show in Copenhagen. I need to close my eyes and spend 5 minutes tuning out in my loneliness. That's all I got to say, that's all I'm saying, that's all I'm saying. My eyes are now fading. I'm looking forward to playing tomorrow night in Copenhagen. And yeah, I'm older now and I won't end up in a threesome. I'll end up back in my hotel after the show in my middle-aged lonesome, which is better for me, cause I need my sleep. It's just nice to call my girlfriend and tell her I love her and hear her say that she loves me too. But if I make love just a moment, somebody told me in 1999 that I was Indie Rock's answer to Wilt Chamberlain. Back then I was 32, what he said was probably true. Back then I was getting more pussy than all the guys in Mew if they lived 20 lifetime times too. Now I can barely get it up, and I'm just happy to be sitting up here for you. Honest, my dick doesn't get hard as often anymore. Is it too much information? What's concerning for me with all those Viagra commercials I used to ignore? Now I'm starting to pay attention. I think the woman next to me on the plane thinks I'm a crazy man writing my long crazy man scroll. I just stopped for a second to ask her if she'd ever seen the Norwegian horror film Trolls. She said, "Excuse me, sir, I don't feel like talking right now, I'm very tired." I said, "Okay, I understand, but if you only knew who in the fuck I am." I said, "Excuse me, sir, your tone is very aggressive. I'm fucking with y'all right now. This conversation never even happened." Now for real, I'm putting away my crazy man scroll. This plane's about to land. I gotta get up to use the bathroom. Anyhow, thank you for coming out to tonight's show in Copenhagen. When I was a kid, some kids liked school, but I preferred Copenhagen when it came to my snuff. Anyhow, thank you again for coming out tonight to our show. I know what you're thinking, this song's been long enough. I can't go away without giving a shout out to your great export boxer, Brian Nielsen. Though he was stopped by both Evander Holyfield and Iron Mike Tyson. Let's give it up for Denmark's Brian Nielsen. He wasn't much of a fighter, but he had the heart of a lion, Brian Nielsen. So let's give it up for Denmark's Brian Nielsen. Let's give it up for Denmark's Brian Nielsen.